Hi, everybody. Well, today is Monday, and it's October 30th, 2017, and this is our BBS radio show, The Healing Highway. So let's clear the day today if you need that cleared. Here we go. Maybe something is bothering you from past years on the same date. So clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. Okay, and let's energize the life being or beings on your monitor screen to bring you peace energy. And it'll be in your room and also in you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening that you don't like, let's bring that up here, and we'll clear that one specific event here. We'll take away the timeline on that, so that'll be one of your memories being released. So here we go. That's haunting you. So releasing the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'd like you all to maybe switch your computer into maybe YouTube, or maybe go into Google search. And I'll talk about this maybe in a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes or so. This happened in 2005, and I was having a conference call, and there was an airplane, JetBlue airplane, landing in LAX where the front landing gear was crooked on it. It was like, you know, 90 degrees off. And I can tell you what happened with that. So pull it up on YouTube, and you may want to watch that. There's different ones on there. I just briefly saw a few of them. I was talking about this to our booth helpers last night after we got done, you know, putting the booth away and stuff, boxing it up and everything. And we're just kind of kicking back at the TikTok diner just to get something to eat. And I happened to bring this up to them, and they actually watched it on YouTube. And so I'll bring it up and kind of watch it. And if you notice, I don't know exactly at what point this is. Maybe you can, you know, see it, but the airplane actually slowed down on its landing. I don't know if it was still in the air or not, or if the wheels were on the ground. But bring it up and kind of maybe watch it. Maybe watch it a couple of times. And I can tell you the story behind it, you know, on the landing of that aircraft. So I'll just bring Ann on, our co-host today. And so, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lights Appealing Show, and that's Ron Amatron speaking. We may have some new listeners since you were just in New York at the New Life Expo, Ron. So welcome, anyone who may be new with us. And Ron's website, again, is creationlightship.com. And, of course, you're listening to BBS Radio Station 1 today. Ron does 4 radio shows a week, so there'll be another one at 7 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. They're all the other three are all at 7 p.m. Pacific time, Friday and Saturday. So try to join us there. Send any questions or comments or testimonials about healings to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We really enjoy hearing from our listeners and are happy to answer your questions. And Ron invited us to listen to his lectures that he did live this past weekend for only $20. And I have to say, Ron, I'm so happy that I did that. And I listened to all 4 of your lectures from home, and I really enjoyed them and was able to receive and, you know, all the healings that you did for people live at the lecture. For instance, making people real, decloning them. And then on the last one, I know you've done this before, but it was really great to, I don't know how it would have affected us at home, but you drew a line in the room and said, if you're on this side, you're in the new earth. you're out on the CLS New Earth, and this side, you know, you wouldn't be, and you gave the people there the opportunity to experience the difference.
Yeah, we could do that on the call today, even. That'd be interesting.
So, okay.
Yeah, we can do that later. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, well, that's very nice, Ron. That'll be really great. So there are no more expos, I believe, until next year, but then you have about three in a row, I think. So I just want to tell everyone if Ron can set up for us to listen on those conferences, I really recommend it very highly on his lectures.
Yeah, the next one will be in Los Angeles, Conscious Life Expo. I don't have the date exactly, but it's around Valentine's Day in February. So typically it could be a week before, a week after. But anyway.
And then are you going to do the one in San Mateo again, Ron?
Yeah, we're doing the San Mateo Expo, yes.
I know another one in New York, because those two in California are once a year, but the one in New York is twice a year. So Ron goes to both of those. So if you're on the East Coast, we'd love to hear from people who were there, by the way, who went into the light chamber, and also people whose pictures were there, because Ron invites us to send a picture if we can't attend the lecture to get the energy from the light chamber he sets up at the expos. So we'd love to hear from anyone who has had their picture there.
Okay. Yeah. So the ones next year we'll do the getting the one for free. You know, if you wish to do that, $200 and three expos, because that we have three back to back there basically every month. So we'll be doing that, talking about that later on. So
right. Oh, that'll be so. That's wonderful.
Just save your money up, and it'd be $200 in for three expos. So anyway, we'll see if everybody has their, we'll just talk about it again. Just go to YouTube, I think, or just Google it's in 2005, Jeff flew a 292 or 262 flight or something, where the landing gear was not correct on the Jeff flew flight coming into LAX. It should be pretty simple to find, because there's a lot on that. It was a big event at the time. I think it probably, went around the world as far as, the coverage on what was happening.
Right. It says JetBlue Flight 292. I believe that was the one from 2005.
Yeah, so just kind of watch that, and then we'll talk about it maybe in 5 minutes or so. It's just, a lot of the clips are pretty short. So what can we do for healing, Ann, as people are watching the YouTube video?
How about a sample of the fear clearing? Because I was just thinking, if you're about to take a flight, it might be.
Oh, yeah, a fear clearing. Here we go. So think of a fear that you might have, and we'll put some energy there to release that one thought that you have, which would be a timeline thought. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh boy, I'm yawning. Must be a lot of energy there from somebody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And who knows, maybe one of you listening out there are on that flight, Now you can hear the backside of the story here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I was glancing at some of the comments, and one person wrote, wow, that pilot really deserves a lot of credit for keeping that plane on the tarmac. And what happens, Ron, I don't know how long it's been since you've seen it, but the front wheels that go down never turn front to back. They stay right to left, like they're supposed to wheel along, and they're actually the wrong direction. And then no other apparatus comes down at all. So anyway, well, Ron's doing a little what is that word? He's doing a lead-in to the story that's coming a little later. Is there anything else you wanted to share, Ron, about the expo. Was it a good, fun crowd this year?
Yeah. We had a lot of people, and it was very nice, and a lot of people, I guess they're getting it more. Maybe we have more humans being drawn to us, and so that was good. So, and, you know, it was a nice expo.
Well, good.
My lecture was, I think, filled up on the Sunday, which was kind of unusual, because Sunday it was like pouring out rain. You know, people just said it was like a storm, really bad storm there. I never left the hotel, so I don't know, you know, what, you know, when you see people running and they're drenched outside with their umbrellas and stuff. And I don't know if they had 2 inches or 4 inches of rain in that time frame, but it was a big storm. But anyway, you know, it was good for us. You know, I enjoyed all the people and stuff, and having a different look at the way the energy was on the expo. So,
great.
I can do one more thing, let people listen to that a couple times if they want, or different views of it. The airplane landing, maybe we'll talk about it maybe in like 5 minutes here. So back to you, Anne. Anything coming through on people who are at the expo or testimonials about anything from past shows, et cetera?
Let me see here. Someone wrote in, yes, listening to the talks on the phone was very nice. Can we have a trust clearing, please?
A trust clearing. Okay, here we go. So trust clearing, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, here we go. Did that help you?
Yeah, that's really nice, Ron. Thank you. We do enjoy when you do the sample healings. So tomorrow, we've talked about this on the shows already, but tomorrow is, in fact, Halloween. So a listener wrote in to share that on October 21st, 2017, Ron mentioned that children are dressed up as scary on Halloween. Oh, children that are dressed up as scary on Halloween can attract entities and other things into their bodies, potentially for their lifetime. Ignorantly, I dressed my son up 2 or 3 years in a row with horrifying masks when he was around 6 to 8 years old. I would like to know what clearing or clearings would be most effective for removing this potential. It seems like the entity clearing may not completely do this. Thank you very much.
I can do a clearing for that for people who are maybe traumatized, they don't know about it. Maybe you're bringing trauma with you. So, you know, throughout your life, because you wore this scary mask, you got scared by something. So here we go, releasing the energy. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just see if that tends to help you a little bit there.
I would suggest that you could put into a lot of the healings, really, maybe starting with the emotional, the name, you know, if it's a character, you know, that everybody knows, or just describe it if it's not a common, you know, scary character, and just say remove any effects of my son wearing this mask on Halloween. And then you could do more. I'm trying to think what other clearings may not even, I believe what the person means is it may not particularly even be bothering the son, but it bothers her for having put him in it, but there might be something hidden there. So maybe some listeners will come up with some other healing suggestions for that.
Yep, you never know.
And maybe...
Okay, so I'll talk about the flight here. So I was on a conference call back in 2005, and the one person, and we had the line open for people to comment and stuff, and so all of a sudden... This one person comes on, and he says, Ron, there's a flight, and he's in Los Angeles. And he goes, Ron, there's a flight that's coming into LAX, and the landing gear's off, and can you please help them because the plane's going to crash? And he's all excited, and he has a big screen TV back then, and it's probably a projection-type screen, but it was, he has a big screen, he's watching it, and he's all excited, and he goes, "Man, obviously we're going to be dying because the plane is going to catch fire." And so anyway, so he goes, can you help the plane? So I don't have a TV set, so I wasn't watching it at all. So I said, okay, so I said, what we'll do is we'll put two small light ships underneath each wing, the large wings, and I'll put a light ship underneath the front of the plane. So the plane will come in and it won't have, any damage. So this is all kind of like live, and he's watching it. So as the plane's landing, if you notice, and the people who were watching it last night at the diner, as I was telling them about the past a little bit, they said, yeah, the plane actually slowed down. They actually saw it on the film slow down. And when it hit the ground, we actually, had the front of the plane lift up a little bit, so there wasn't much weight on the front, even though the front tire caught fire and stuff. Because if you kind of just think about it, all that force of that plane hitting the front tire and having that strut coming down holding the wheel, that should have broke off instantly, So there wasn't much weight on the front of it, and that's how the plane landed, with the three light ships underneath the plane bringing it in. So that's kind of the ins and outs of that, what happened. And you can watch it on YouTube. So that's kind of neat. So that was one of the past stories that I had, and, things that happened, way back when. And boy, that's a long time ago. Anyway, I guess we're, the calendar's moving on, each year, year by year by year. So I'll turn it back over to you. And maybe tell you may want to comment on it. And maybe you were even on the flight or knew somebody on the flight, but that's the backstory of what landed safely. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, it is quite extraordinary to watch, Ron, and you do see it slow down, and that could have been just terrible. I mean, it even seemed like it looked almost like fire coming off the wheels, but it wasn't, because as soon as it was stopped, everything was fine. There was one fire truck there, and I don't think they had anything really to do. Okay, so yes, Ron, we enjoy hearing those stories, so thank you very much for sharing that. Somebody did just send in a testimonial. Their picture was in the light chamber this past weekend. First, thank you, Ron, for the privilege of having my picture in the light chamber. I always have to make sure I am at home every time someone went in, and I knew, and no matter what I was doing, I just had to sit down. Sometimes I would get up and then have to sit right back down, as evidently someone else went back in. The experience was awesome, and for the weekend, I was mainly in total peace. It was incredible, and with being on the four calls, it was even better. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome.
And what the listener's referring to is Ron sets the booth up for, of course, the entire weekend, and then the energy is turned on when people go into it for the 10-minute increments. So it isn't on starting Friday night all the way to Sunday night the whole time, which, might be interesting. But it doesn't really work until people are in there. Is there anything else that you want to share with us, Ron, about the light chamber?
Yeah, just people go in and they come out smiling, So that's, mm-hmm. And they have a lot of healing work done. And you're like a different person after the weekend.
Yes, yes. And maybe, I'm sure you were letting people know about the radio shows and the emails and everything, so maybe we will hear still from some people. Okay. So I'll move on, Ron, while we're waiting to perhaps hear from some more people. I have a few questions in the inbox. My spirit told me a person was a clone, but that doesn't seem to be. He is very aware and even talked to me through mental telepathy today. I only ran the clone to light infusion for 6 minutes for him. What is going on in this situation?
Well, the clearing probably worked, so, you know, he may have changed and became human. Just doing the clearing will do that. So, back to you.
Okay. Now, could you just make a comment about mental telepathy?
Well, some people are able to, connect to people's thoughts. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know. Remember, whenever you connect to anybody or anything with thought energy, you know, you're using the mind and you're having energetic cording brought to you. So that's one way to look at it, because you are connecting to somebody and you're making a conscious effort to do that. So I probably wouldn't recommend it only because of that, because now you're dealing with their energies and their thoughts, whatever traumas they're going through or dramas or their mindset, will say. Remember, every day that you wake up, you're in another, I won't say reality, but that could be true, but you're experiencing that day on various timelines. So when you connect to someone else, they may not be on the timeline that you're on, even though your timelines may have crossed over, and, you know, you had an intersection. But all of a sudden, you could be, you know, living their reality in life also, as you connect with them with your emotional energies. So that's one way to look at it there. So, but yeah, anything with the mind, you're in the alien field of stuff. And it's kind of hard to maybe at first understand that. When I was on the Strange Universe panel on Sunday with some people, and I always talk about, you know, I show them how to do the mind to heart drop, and they're always using the word love. And so, you know, the panel members, this happens every time, and they claim, you know, higher love and divine love, but they won't say peace. They use peace once in a while, but they always want to use the word love like 99% of the time. And it's a different energy. And they just can't get rid of their mind programs to say peace. They always say infinite love and this kind of love and that kind of love and source love. And, you know, once you have the word love, you're in duality. But the panel members, you know, don't get that. And I don't... I always mention to them, you know, you fall in love, and then what about a divorce, you know? So, is that a nice experience, you know? and they just, it goes over their head, I guess. I guess the programmings are so strong in all these people, the practitioners and maybe the people out there who are smiling, who want to have love energy, not realizing that they're drawing the opposite to them, just by using that word, they just don't get it. But, you know, then again, you know, how many people are real? You know, they're just looking for data, and love makes them smile, you know? And then, you know, the sadness and everything else, that's the opposite, you know, causes them problems, and they don't smile any longer. So anyway, I guess we'll just turn it back over to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Well, I, of course, always used that word and experienced that emotion. And now that you've explained it to us, I feel like it's almost needy. And that, you know, if you're at peace, you're just accepting of people and it's just more relaxed. And you, I don't know. It's once you can reconcile that love isn't the right way to put your energy or place to put your energy, it really feels so much better. Okay, we have an email, Ron, about the flight. Wow, Ron, what a story. As an ex-flight attendant, I must say that was an impossible outcome of that landing.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, you could probably maybe see other things happening. Even anyway, you know, with the front landing gear off, no way, you know, where would that plane go? That's what steers the plane, you know. So it could have, you know, went any direction down the runway, flipped over or whatever, you know. But anyway, that's what happened to it. So, yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, happened to know about it and was able to help out those people. So, back to you.
Okay, someone else wrote in, really neat to watch the video. It looked like there was an invisible hand holding the front of the nose of the plane up so it didn't crash. I feel like CLS helps me avoid disasters like this one all the time. Things here may be challenging, but nothing like how they would be without Ron helping us.
Yeah, I would say that's a nice comment, so thank you. Yeah, I do somehow, you know, help people about things going on, you know, when you're in crisis sometimes, you know. So, yes, thank you.
Okay, so the person who wrote in earlier that led to our discussion about telepathy wrote in, I am telepathic, for better or worse. How does one stop this?
Boy, that's a really good one. You're using your mind to do that. You might do the sensory clearing. And then also, you know, do the shrink wrap, you know, because you don't want your energy out there. Maybe your energy's all over the room and it's connected to other people. So right away you're viewing their stories, you know, as you're connecting with people, maybe even unknowingly. So you might try this manually. You might just, you know, go into a room where maybe there's 10 people and then try to actually connect to the person manually and see what their storyline is for that day, because you are getting the information, okay? So if you can do it manually, now you want to figure out how to turn it off. And maybe your sensory body is overactive, or your empathic body. Maybe as a child, we'll say, just for instance, since you're older now, maybe you had something that, you know, happened in your life where you knew that maybe people were not very good, you know, evil people, we'll say, because you had bad experiences or a bad experience. So all of a sudden you got activated. You activated yourself so you could read people instantly to, you know, keep you away from the bad ones. But that is still going on in your life. So now you're getting all this data coming to you. So the shrink wrap could help, but I would probably do the empathic clearing and maybe the sensory body. So you're probably doing it automatically to maybe prevent an occurrence with somebody else coming into your space and maybe yelling at you or having situations. So it's probably like a defense mechanism that got turned on that you're using continuously. And that's sort of how some readers get started. They have an event like that of something awful, and then now they're fully turned on to read everything around them. And then they grow up and say, gee, I can do psychic readings very easily because I'm able to tune into people. And they go, I'll just start making a business out of it because I can do this. And maybe you've had, 20, 30 years of this, and you decided now to go out and maybe have a profession in the sense of doing readings. That's maybe how most of the psychics maybe at the expos maybe have got started, maybe. Because maybe they had some traumatic situation as a young child and those energies got activated. So now they can do it and, they're reading people's energies. So that, those two clearings could very possibly help you. Maybe we can get some comments if anybody out there has done those two clearings that could actually help. I'm sure that it would. And maybe you were that person also, like I'm talking about, and you did those clearings, and now you're able to not connect to people as easily. So back to you.
Yes. Okay, Ron. I hope they're able to try those and then keep us informed. We have a couple of more people commenting about the expo. Spent time in the light chamber this weekend. The energy was very bright and clear. The healings, I'm starting to realize, can work differently than one expects. More heart and whole body centered than mental.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because where you want to be is you want to have your whole body, and this is maybe like work in process, you know. But, you know, initially your spirit was in your body fully. You had no mind energy, and your whole body talked to you with your spirit communicating to your body. So your whole body was, you know, resonating, and you manifested, you know, without mind energy. Now, remember, the darkness copied the mind energy. So instead of having your whole body manifest things according to what it was they needed or wanted to have, in a sense, now they switched it over to bring it into your head where they can control you. So it's the same process. So it's not like, gee, I don't know how to do this. How do you manifest in the now? Well, you know, it's the same process without using the mind energy, because you engage your spirit and your body to radiate out what you want to have in the present moment. So, you know, so what I hear that the comment was is that they were able now to integrate more of their spirit with their body, and the mind kind of like goes, you know, in a different direction there, because you're not using it as much. So you had more of the body, mind, spirit, or body, spirit integration. And the mind was probably turned off more than when it was before by going into the chamber. So you had that integration process. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. Great, Ron. Okay, the listener wrote in and said, yes, I was extremely sensitive to people yelling at me as a child.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, that activated you then, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that was the fear of people, and you needed protection. So those energetic bodies, you know, got fully on, turned on to alert yourself of where danger could be. So like I said, just do it manually now so you can kind of get a control on what's happening, and then just start turning it off, and maybe those clearings will do that for you. Okay, back to you.
Will making sure this person's crown chakra is shut down help as well?
Well, the crown should always be turned off because that's where the aliens come in. So, yeah, you want to get that turned off completely. I don't know if the crown being open or closed would affect how you live here by, you know, sampling people's energies. You know, it could maybe help, maybe 10%, I would think. But, you know, the main thing is just to get those energetic bodies turned off again and get them decontaminated. Because those bodies could draw these events to you also, because you have density, and that could be on your psychic billboard.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you, and I hope that that listener is helped by all of that information. Okay, another comment about this past weekend. Listening via phone to the expo lectures was very nice and much appreciated that option was available to those who could not travel to New York City that weekend. I enjoyed hearing the clearing samples and feeling the peace and relaxation. Also, the water charging was great.
Yeah, wonderful. So we could do that clearing, like I mentioned, not really a clearing, but pick up, I want you to divide the room in half some way, whatever that would mean to you. And where you are now will put you with the energy of the new earth. And then the other part of the room, wherever you claim it'd be like a line being drawn, say, you know, from left to right or whatever, that part of the room now will be the old Earth energy. So I'd like you, you know, after I do this, you'd walk from where you are now and go across that boundary line, and then you'd be in the old Earth, so you can actually feel the difference on it. A lot of you may not want to be in the old Earth, but it's really strange, you know, when you can feel that sensation just by walking across this point. So, and most people, they feel different. You know, it'll just give you an idea what it's like. So we could do that now here. So just kind of pick a spot. Maybe you have a couple of chairs in your room and you want to draw a line between two chairs or something. Maybe you have a... Maybe you're in a house that has maybe a kitchen and a dining room, and you can put a line across that, you know, so you can walk into one location to another, maybe in your bedroom, and maybe you want to have your bedroom the new Earth, and when you walk through the door going into the bedroom or out of the bedroom, then that will be the old Earth energy. So you're in the new Earth right now, so I'll bring the energy in stronger for you so you can sense that energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I need some more. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, so now pick that location of where the old Earth is going to be. And I want you now to walk from where you are and go into the older Earth energy. Remember, the old Earth is where the duality is. So just walk across that line, you know, maybe a few feet or so, maybe be there for maybe 10 seconds so you can have your body sense it, and you get a clue that you're there, and then just come back to where you are now. So I'll let you have that experience. And you could do it a couple of times. Some people don't read energy that well, and you know, you may want to say, yeah, I'm going to do that one over again. So it's okay to do it a couple times, just so that you know that there is a difference there. So back to you, Ann. We'll let people do that experience here.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for creating a new Earth for us. And I have to say, I felt this in the past, before the new Earth even, that the more clearings you do and the clearer you get, it's so much easier to separate yourself from the rest of the world and the crazy people. And now that's even more pronounced that, you know, we're really watching the movie, which is the old Earth. And so this just is illustrating it all, you know, much stronger for us. So thank you for doing that. It's a really, you know, fun thing to do. And then we can hold on to what it feels like to be in the new Earth and just stay there.
Yeah. So I'll leave you in the this energy, and when the show ends, and where you are now will just be the old Earth, unless you've got clearings, and you know you can maybe stay there. So anyway, that's you know, this is just to show people what it's like, because some people don't really understand what we're talking about. It is a physical Earth, and so like I said, the amount of clearings that you've had in your body, so you can hold the residents of the new Earth, you know, that's up to you. You know, you can only be there as much as you have cleared yourself out, because the old Earth and the old body that you had is full of judgment, and that all realigns itself, so that's where normally you are. But the parts of you that got freed up and cleared out so you can hang on to the new frequency, the frequency of without densities is, you know, your choice. So we'll see if we have any comments on that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. We already have a comment that the new Earth side of the room, of course, feels lighter, and the old Earth is heavier, and all of a sudden, I had body aches.
Yeah, that would be correct, because that's where, you know, all the dramas and traumas are. That's the law of cause and effect in the old Earth. The new Earth doesn't resonate to the law of cause and effect.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful way to put it, Ron. I like that. That just, you know, reinforces the energy and the message there. So thanks for doing that.
So your baggage is on the old earth, you know. That's where your baggage is. Remember, it's up to you to clean your body out. I'm just helping you out to give you a way to sample and to understand, you know, what we talk about all the time. So the more you clean yourself out, the more clearings you have, which does that, the more you're going to be able to resonate with the new earth. You know, you can't force yourself onto it. It's how much you've cleaned yourself out, you know. So back to you.
Okay, someone else wrote in that they were facing a mirror and they saw their face change. They were frowning, and then when they stepped into the new earth, they were smiling.
Yeah, your body knows it.
Wonderful. So while we're waiting for people to write in, some very nice, helpful listener sent in the dates of the expos that are coming up in 2018. So if someone is interested, get out a pen. If you're a planner, the Conscious Life Expo, which is in Los Angeles, at I'm not sure exactly what hotel, but it's usually near LAX, is going to be February 9th through the 12th. And then the San Mateo, which is also California, closer to, very close actually, 20 minutes from San Francisco, and that's called the New Living Expo, and that's going to be April 27th to April 29th. And the second New Life Expo in New York City has not been scheduled yet. So thank you for that information.
Okay, great, yeah.
And just one more, you know, before we move on too much, Ron, just one more announcement for this month's intensives that we do every month. Someone wrote in saying, Ron, what are those calls that I can get on to be on the light ship for the whole month? Well, this is it. It's the monthly intensives. Ron does every month, and they include 3 7-hour sessions on the light ship on Sundays and one Saturday session. And I just want to clarify something, Ron. I believe those are going to start November 11th, Saturday. Do you have it in front of you right now? Or
I don't. I'm doing a special workshop here on the 11th. So I may be doing a Sunday call, you know, the day after that on the 12th. But I don't have my schedule in front of me, but it is a little different this month.
Okay, so there's going to be a Sunday call first, and then there's going to be a Saturday Ascension preparation call. Is that right?
Yeah, whatever's on the website is what it will be, yeah.
Okay, good. Then that's what I wanted to confirm with you. That was correct, because it's sort of unusual. But thank you, Ron. And, of course, as always, we're all looking forward to those sessions. Okay, someone else wrote in about the new earth / old earth. I felt like I was walking into a wall when crossing the line, then pure, clearer air when I went back to the new earth.
Yeah, very nice, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not surprising. I can, here's another one. Wow, what a difference. Stepping across into the old earth felt like stepping underground. Cold and heavy, and my whole body shook with fear energy. Stepping into the new earth was stepping into lightness. Thank goodness for the clearings. I would not want to be stuck in the old earth, that's for sure.
Yep, because remember, the earth spirit is no longer in the old earth. We pulled that away because it was suffering, and we got out of it. And so the space holders are now. And the reason why I created the new earth back in March was because of it was just going down so far down and so much happening, and, you know, I just got tired of trying to defend it, with the alien soul, we created a new Earth and let the darkness, you know, take over that energy. I am working with, you know, the mineral spirits that was there, and the animals and trees and things like that that, you know, are not, you know, say poisoned by humanity too much. So they will be going to the new Earth, but you know, we'll let the clones and the aliens just at some point just take over this you know, cloned reality, and they can have it and play with it as much as they want, but it won't have any life force of light in it. And what did have light will be on the new Earth. So don't panic that, you know, the deer that maybe you see outside your window, if you have deer, or the birds, for instance, there's birds all over, that they will be on the new Earth. But we'll let the aliens take their creation now that they suck dry and do what they want with it. So back to you.
Great. Well, will people be able to experience that divide in their room on archives, Ron, or is that only for today?
I'll let it work three times for people.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, good. Good. So this is a little related to what you were just talking about. Are the pictures from the Hubble telescope true pictures of space, or are they part of the alien holograph?
Boy, hard to comment on. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. Okay, we have an archive recommendation. And again, if you're new to listening to the shows, all of the shows Ron has ever done on BBS Radio are archived and available to listen to at your leisure right on the BBS website. You just scroll down till you get to the list of archives. And Ron has asked listeners to send in any that they enjoyed and recommend to other people. So someone has a date. I'm going to read this again. Get a pen if you want to go check this particular show out. I would like to recommend the show where Ron speaks a little bit about Halloween and does a sample clearing on the many religions you may have been affected by. It's a great show. So that date is November 2nd, 2009. So we do enjoy that. Thank you very much for sending those in. And
great, thank you.
Okay, another comment about the new Earth. Yes, in the new Earth, my body feels more open, clear, and spacious, and gets more dense and heavy when I move into the old Earth.
Yeah, so these are good validations, you know, from the people who are commenting on why you need to have clearings. So your perception of how the body's feeling is an indication on the clearings that you have had. And I did do some extra work just to clear you, so you had more of a perception during this year. So you may have maybe some work to do in addition to what's happened here. But, you know, I made you so that you were able to feel it by taking away some of the densities, even if you haven't had a clearing at all. You know what it's going to be like when you do get cleared. And the more you have your body cleared out of the darkness, the more you're going to feel and sense the new Earth energy. So back to you.
You were talking about other folks at the expo talking about love energy and never talking about peace. And I feel that a lot of people think peace is kind of dull or boring. And, boy, it isn't. It's so refreshing and uplifting to just be in peace and relaxed. Okay, another one. Dear Ron, thank you for the new Earth experience. I divided my bedroom in half and walked to the other side, old Earth, and immediately my body started shivering and shaking a little. I felt very uncomfortable. and no life force, like a vacuum, walked back in. Oh, like a vacuum, then walked back and felt peace and relief.
That's great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Oh, another comment about being at the expo. Hi, Ron. I spent several hours in the light chamber Friday night and sometime on Saturday morning. My issue with pain was extreme when I arrived and was almost 100% gone by the time I left. I went to New York just to meet Ron and spend time in the light chamber. There is no place like that light chamber. Thank you so very much. Words cannot describe the relief.
Well, thank you so much. That's a nice comment. Wonderful.
Yes. Oh, for the person we were talking about earlier who wrote in being telepathic, a listener wrote in, I was telepathic too, and doing the mind matrix barcode removal helped me, as well as the empathic whole life clearing. Wonderful suggestions. I hope, I'm sure that that person is still listening and they'll get that message.
Yeah, thank you for commenting. That's great. There's so many clearings on the website that, you know, some people happen to do one like this here, and they go, oh, that really helped a lot. So, yeah, that's why we like comments from people. So the comments can help people who maybe have a similar situation going on. So thank you for commenting.
Yes. Well, our listeners often do that, and it's always very helpful to people. Someone is wondering two things. Will there be a special conference call in the month of November? And are you still planning the December body restoration call?
I believe so. So I'll know more when I get back home. So, yeah, we will be doing maybe the special one. I'll have to see. We'll be talking about that with the co-hosts and stuff to see how things are working out. So a couple of weeks, we'll know more about it.
Right. And the body restoration we have done before, and I'm pretty certain anyone who's ever been on that call will be doing it again because it's wonderful. The charge is normally $50, so that'll probably be the same. And as Ron said, we'll talk more about it and confirm the dates, et cetera. But you might want to keep that in mind for that month because it's very, very powerful healing of our physical bodies.
Yeah, I think we did the last one around Christmas time, I believe. So probably be similar, you know, this time. Then we do have our yearly call for $20 where we sample the energies coming up for the year. So that'll be, you know, around the first probably week in January there.
Okay, and it's almost time to say goodbye. Let me just get in one more question, Ron. When I run a clearing for someone else who isn't present with me, do we have to be in front of the light being, or does that not matter?
Yeah, that won't make any difference. If you have their picture, that may, you know, be beneficial too, but it's not necessary. The clearing can take, you know, typically 3 days, 5 days to have full effect on them, only because, like, if you do an emotional clearing and they're an emotional person, you know, if you were there doing the clearing yourself, you're going to feel unemotional maybe, you know, after a half an hour, you know, we'll say when the clearing ends, 45 minutes, something like that, depending on your age. Remember, the clearing takes, releases, like, around 2 years of your life every minute, and then you pause and, you know, do that. You don't have to do the pause typically or someone else. But, you know, you're going to notice if you do it yourself, you know, and you look back upon your life, it's changed completely within, you know, we'll say an hour. You know, when you're done and you look at yourself and you go, wow, yeah, all this stuff left me. So doing it for somebody else, you really don't want to have them kind of get freaked out if they're at work or doing something and they feel like they're completely unemotional and their trauma's left them. They're going to feel great, but they may wonder what's going on in their life. So that's why it takes, you know, we do it really slowly for them. And that way they can kind of ease into it easily. Otherwise, it could be kind of disconcerting possibly for somebody to have it, have their dramas and traumas leave them and they go, wow, what's going on here, you know? But they know about it, it might be okay and it could work quicker if you tell them. But some people, like if you have a mate or something out there, you know, a person you live with or a relative or whatever, and they don't want anything to do with what we're doing here, you can still do it for them, no problem whatsoever. And it will, you know, take maybe up to a week to integrate with them, so they'll just kind of ease themselves into the clearing. And you don't need their permission, so don't bother asking, because the spirit always, you know, does things for the body, because it needs the body to live in, and it can't come into the body with density. So you're doing a great, wonderful event, you know, for the spirit in that body, because they can now integrate with the body more because they were forced out of it. So it looks like it's that time again here, since we had the clock ticking. We're out of time on the show, but with BBS, they have, you know, have to keep the clock going for other shows. So here we go, everybody. So we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. And this you can do a lot. If you've been doing it for like a week or so, you can just say 3, 2, 1. It works the same. But you need to, you know, train the body, train your spirit, you know, get the understanding that you are dropping these thoughts down and opening up the energy channel so it happens instantly. So we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So here's what you do. You say out loud, must be out loud naturally. Here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now to facilitate that action, we need to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. You're completely in peace energy now. You will not be able to think because source energy doesn't judge itself. So there's absolutely no thoughts, no communication in peace energy. And so thank you so much, listeners, for thank you, Anne. Thank you, co-host behind the scenes, helping out. And we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.